My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.
Morning, Pauling County, and here we go. Welcome aboard to another edition of My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM. My name's Pete Seymour, and I thank you so much for taking a piece of your Saturday morning and spending it with me here for another edition of My Sports. Well, I usually say something along the lines of, we get a jam-packed week, we have a ton to talk about. You know, there was a ton going on in Pauling County. However, Mother Nature thought otherwise. Pretty much this entire week, a wash on the baseball side, on the softball side, on the track side of things. So we don't have a ton to talk about. However, we will talk with first-year head coach Steve Swinson of the Antwerp Archers as we talk some Antwerp baseball today. Again, their games this week, their conference game against rival Wayne Trace, that one being postponed to a later date. We'll talk about that here a little bit later on in the show. I'll try and keep you updated with as many cancellations and as many rescheduled games as I possibly can here on My Sports. But, of course, we know spring in Northwest Ohio, not always the most friendly to spring sports. So we're going to talk about everything we can here on My Sports this week. Again, we'll talk about some of the games coming up in the future, some of the rescheduled games. But first, we're going to talk to the head coach of the Antwerp Archers, Steve Swinson. He joins the show next. And I thank you for joining me for another edition of My Sports, whoever you are and whoever you're listening. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week. This is My Sports, and it gets started next, right after this. Stay with me, Pauling County, as Steve Swinson's up next on My Sports, right here on My 102.7.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports as it's time to welcome in our guest today. That is first-year head coach of the Antwerp Archers, head coach Steve Swinson. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Yes, no problem.
Let's start with your story. When the Antwerp job opened up, what was so appealing about it, and ultimately, what led you to take the job?
Well, I'm from Indiana, and I came to Ohio to take a wrestling job at Defiance College. Doing the recruiting and stuff and knowing the area now, getting to see the athlete, got a baseball background and being able to see the area of guys that are affiliated at the school. I thought the talent-wise, they were going to be pretty good after looking at how young they were last year and what they had coming back. Facilities, the people that I've met at that school have been tremendous. So when that opened up, you know, I'd take a chance and see what turned about. And fortunately, they took a chance on me.
Very cool. So have you been a baseball guy your whole life?
Yes, I have. Yeah, that's probably my number one sport that I enjoy coaching. Get a lot of joy out of coaching young men and seeing them progress, come in as a freshman and see where they end up as seniors and try to get them prepared for the next level.
All right. Well, before we talk about this season, let's put a bow on last season. Finished 4-3 in conference play in a conference, you know, coach, it has so much parity to it every single year. But you do lose a little bit coming into this year. Of course, Ethan Leishty, he was a really good arm, and I know Parker Moore and Eli Reinhardt, also really good players. But You do return a lot. Can you tell me about some of the guys you lost, as well as who you have returning and who's opened your eyes so far?
We've got a really good group of young kids. We had a couple seniors that decided they weren't going to come back this year. One decided to run track, and the other one, I think he's just preparing himself to go to college. That kind of, you know, put us behind the eight ball a little bit, but we've had a lot of good kids step up. Senior led by Reed Lisi, he's going to be our number one on the mound. Now he's our leadoff batter, so he's taken the reins on the team, and since he came back from basketball, he's been a really good leader for us. Our junior class, who practiced through the winter, really stepped up and took some initiative to get these young guys, you know, going in the right direction. You know, Derek Hines is going to start as catcher for us. He's a junior. Aiden Leasty is going to play first and pitch and maybe a little bit of outfield. Also, Tegan Marlin, who actually got the win for us the first game we played earlier this year, threw really well. He's going to play third base. And Jackson Jones, who's going to step in as a role. He's kind of more of a utility guy for us, but does a lot of nice things for us and can play multiple positions.
So let's talk about the off season. Being a first-year head coach, obviously we are not blessed with the weather that a lot of the other part of the countries are, being in Northwest Ohio. But when were you able to, as a first-year head coach, able to get in and kind of start getting your hands on some of these guys and really teaching them what you want to bring the program to?
There's a lot of guys on our team that are multi-sport athletes, and they play basketball, which is great to have multi-sport athletes and go watch them compete and play and stuff. So it was kind of hit and miss a little bit getting some of the guys in there. And then the varsity team was, towards the end, was doing really well. Guys were focusing on basketball. So really to the point of, you know, the start of the actual baseball season where we could start, you know, doing some practice, and it's when we really kind of got going heavily with everybody in the gym together. So it's been a smooth transition, I believe. We've got some great, great kids, and they work hard. There's a lot of things we're going to need to work on to be competitive with the talent that we're going to play against. But come in, they work hard, they do what they're asked to do, and we are blessed to have guys that are very coachable, and as coachable as they are, they'll pick up the attention to detail stuff, and you know, they'll change some things, and we're just kind of tweaking a little bit of the guys with some of their fundamentals and stuff at the plate and then out in the field. So, and some of the young kids have had to step up thinking that they're going to play a JV schedule, and we start a couple freshmen right away with varsity. They're kind of getting anointed pretty quick here.
Trial by fire, I love it. That's always so much fun as a 14, 15-year-old freshman stepping in and seeing varsity pitching for the first time. I'll never forget when I saw about 85 for the first time and it brushed me off the belt and I stepped back from the plate. And it's like, oh boy, all right, here we go. But coach, let's talk about the roster. How's the mix been? You have a lot of younger guys, but still a lot of guys really capable of leading. How have you seen that camaraderie start to develop?
Well, I think they're very excited to play with them. You know, they get to the point where they've played with the same guys coming up through the lower ages and stuff. And now they get to mix in a little bit with some of the older guys. I get the sense that the younger guys want to perform at a high level because they don't want to disappoint the older guys. And the older guys have been very good with open arms to those guys and understand that with lack of numbers this year, going in, they have to rely on those younger guys. So they've picked them up when they've made mistakes, and the younger guys have worked to get better so they don't feel like they're a cause of anything that goes wrong for the older guys. And it's a big thing when you go through the program and you get to your third, fourth year in a high school program. Now it becomes yours, and you're starting to want to win those games and do things that make you feel like it's your team and that you're going to do the right stuff and leave the program in a better situation than when you found it.
Absolutely. So we'll talk about the schedule a little bit. I know you guys, as well as a lot of teams in this area, trying to get going full swing outside, weather just not cooperating too much, but a pretty difficult non-conference schedule to go along with your GMC schedule. I see you have defending district champion North Central at the end of April.
Actually, you got a chance to watch that game from the fence last year just in time and wanted to get back into the baseball scene. And So that was kind of one of the games that caught my eye going and watching. I know North Central has quite a bit of pitching. They've got some good young guys that play hard and compete. So, yeah, you know, that and you know, some of the other teams, Ayersville and and those guys that are in our conference. I mean, it's Liberty Center is going to be, you know, a bear and some of the other ones. But we don't shy away from anybody. I want to play a good schedule because, you know, it all ultimately comes down to how you do in your conference. And then how you do at the end of the season. So playing bigger, better teams, you know, I think prepares you as long as you're not out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
With who you're playing. So I think our schedule is pretty good. So we'll see how we do and go from there.
So I want to touch on the pitching staff really quick. Aiden Leashdy, you mentioned him, lefty arm, he's going to be a starter. But how much of a luxury is it to you to have a few more southpaws be able to turn to for starters and out of that bullpen?
Yeah, you know, I love having lefties on the team. I love left-handed pitchers and also left-handed hitters. I mean, I just think it's a dynamic that a lot of coaches don't get a chance to coach. And to have some guys, Aiden Leashdy and Reed Leashdy, and then, you know, we've got another young man named Lucas Sproles, who's a freshman, who's really going to be a good player for us as he gets older. You know, those guys, they all pitch. So, and they've worked on it, and they've, you know, they tweak their stuff. They spend some time in the off season with some pitching instructors, and then they come in and they do a really nice job for us. JV played the other night, and Lucas Sproles through, and he got the win for the JV.
Nice.
So we're kind of off to a good start, but having lefties kind of changes, you know, obviously the eyesight of the batter, and it's a little bit different when you're in the box, you know, seeing it out of a left hand than out of a right hand. So it's nice.
Coming into this year, Coach, what were some of your main focuses, and what were some of the goals that you set for maybe individuals, but as a team in general?
For me, as a head coach, you know, I want our guys to improve each and every day. Some of them are going to improve more than others. Don't want to take a step back. We want to always continue leaning forward and never look back to what we did the night before. You know, my goal coming in is just to make them better individuals, better people, better young men, and better baseball players. And, you know, that's our goal. And I think if those things are all lined up, it's going to help the scoreboard. You know, the scoreboard's going to take care of itself. We've got great guys. I mean, I think I've mentioned that a couple times already, but I mean, I'm just so excited about the guys that are in our program. And some of them are blessed with a lot of talent, and some of them have to work at it, and that's okay. Bring your lunch pail and let's get after it. But
I love it.
Goals for us individually, they will choose that they want to go on to the next phase of their life and try to play baseball. I want to prepare them for that. I want to, get them to the point where they're doing the right things on the high school field, but somebody in the college level sees that and wants to take a chance on them, bring them into their program. And I think that's an identity feel for our program and our school.
I love it. That's a great way to put it. Absolutely love it. I love the bring your lunch pail attitude. That's how my coach was. That's how my coach was in high school too, and he was one of my favorite coaches. So, last one for you, Coach. What can we expect from your archers every time you guys hit the ball field this season?
We're going to hustle. We're going to get after it. We're going to play as hard as we can. Are we going to make some fielding mistakes or hitting, missing signs and stuff? Probably, but we're going to try to play as hard as we can, compete every time we're out on the field, and get after it. So very impressed with how a lot of our kids approached the first game against Eden. They just battled and they just kept going until they got the lead and they decided to put the foot down and continue to go. So goal is try to score a run in an inning. And if we can, I think 7 runs keeps you in every ball game that you're in. We're a small ball. We don't have, you know, too many home run hitters right now. We've got a couple of kids that can run into a good fastball maybe and drive it out. Right now we're expecting, you know, to move runners along and, you know, try to use some speed and that kind of stuff. It's an exciting time for Antwerp baseball and we want to enjoyable for each and every one that comes out to the ballpark and watches us. So we want to make the community proud.
Absolutely, Coach.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck this year, and how about the weather clears off for a minute and we get some games in? That sound good?
That would be wonderful.
This has been the head coach of the Antwerp Archers in his first year, Coach Steve Swinson. We'll have plenty more My Sports right after this, right here on My 102.7.
Sports teams and programs throughout Paulding County develop great traits and skills for the future workforce of our county. In addition, the travel to ball fields, gyms, and parks throughout the county enhance the economy of all these areas. The Paulding County Economic Development Office supports all county sports-related leagues and events and the positive impact it has on the Paulding County economy.
We're back here on My Sports, and first I need to thank Steve Swinson for his time, the first-year head coach at Antwerp. Coach, I promise you the weather's going to clear up. We're going to get some baseball games in. The Poor Archers only played one game so far, defeating Eden. A reminder, though, if you missed that interview or if you missed any of the interviews from the past few seasons of My Sports, I've been with you guys for two. They are all archived on the my1027.org website for on-demand access, which brings me to my next point. I know the word is out, MySports.live, covering a select amount of Paulding County matchups for baseball and softball this spring. Those will be airing audio only on MySports.live. If you missed any of those games from this entire past year, that includes football, that includes basketball. And as soon as we get off the ground, as our first few games were canceled this past week for baseball, it will include those. So head on over to MySports.live for all of the action from this past winter, this past fall, and eventually this upcoming spring. I can't say it's spring yet because it is still cold this past week, absolutely ridiculous with weather, but I have to take a minute and say thank you to all of those who keep the grounds at these fields, at these complexes. It is not an easy job. The amount of time spent on the fields trying to get these games playable for the student athletes, trust me, it does not go unnoticed. I've been the one out there raking the field, laying the quick dry down, trying to get as much baseball and softball in as possible. Sometimes it just doesn't work out, but I promise you, your effort does not go unnoticed, and we thank you for that. So, like I mentioned, My Sports will have audio-only broadcasts for now. Audio-only for now. And a big shout-out to Terry and Joe and Steven Jones and everybody that has been associated with trying to get some spring sports off the ground for MySports.live. Like I've mentioned, baseball, softball are very near and dear to my heart, so I'm pumped as soon as we're going to be able to get to do these, but there's a lot of background work that isn't seen that goes into putting these broadcasts on, and boy, you just have some very, very classy people with the guys over at MySports.live. So let's talk about some of the ones coming up here in the future on MySports.live. We were supposed to do the Wayne Trace and Antwerp baseball and softball games this past week. Those were supposed to be on Thursday. And of course, I know Wayne Trace just worked their tails off to try and get the fields playable. Again, sometimes you do all you can and then it drops to 30 degrees at night. Everything freezes. But we thank you for the effort there. So coming up in the future, I know for a fact that Antwerp Wayne Trace baseball is rescheduled till April 20th. At 11 a.m. So Wayne Trace, Antwerp Baseball at Wayne Trace, April 20th at 11 a.m. Again, I will try and keep you updated with any other changes I know that are set in stone. Don't want to give out any misinformation, but again, who knows with the weather, things may change again. But coming up here in a few weeks on MySports.live, again, audio-only broadcasts for now. The Wayne Trace game against Antwerp, as I mentioned, rescheduled for Saturday, April 20th at 11 a.m. So that would be the next upcoming broadcast. After that, Tuesday, April 23rd, the Paulding baseball team will play Antwerp at home, and then the Paulding softball team also hosts Antwerp. Kenny Stabler and Miles Holiday have you for baseball. Myself and Peyton Beckman will be there for the softball game. And then the Paulding baseball team hosts Wayne Trace April 25th, as well as softball host Wayne Trace. Kenny and Brady have the first one for you, and myself and Miles have the second one for you. So, you know I'm so pumped to be able to at least bring you some spring sports here on MySports.live for this spring sports season. Well, for now, it's time for a break. When we come back, we have some thank yous to hand out, and then we'll wrap up another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, and I thank you for staying with me this far. I'll take you the rest of the way right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. We're live right here on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports to put a lid on this one with a few games that were actually played this last week. We were able to sneak a few games in towards the end of the week, all of these games happening on Friday evening, one night ago. And we'll start with the lone baseball game. The Wayne Trace Raiders dropping to Eastside, a tough 1-0 loss. 6 hits and 1 error for the Raiders. For Eastside, only 1 run on 1 hit. That difference, the 1 run coming in the 3rd inning. Wayne Trace dropping a tough one to a very good Eastside team, 1-0. 6 hits for the Raiders. They out-hit them by 5, but lose it on the scoreboard by 1. Well, the hits for Wayne Trace, they came from the bats of Cale Winans. He had 2 singles. Kyle Forer had a single. Tyson Gerber, 2 singles. And Brady Miller, also a single. So no extra base hits led up by the winning pitcher, Jace Mayberry. He went 4 innings, allowing 3 hits, no runs, striking out 9, and walking 1 for Eastside. The losing pitcher, Tucker Antoine, I mean, what more can you say? 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. None of those runs earned. It was on an error. 5 Ks and 1 walk. Brevin Anderson relief went 1 inning with 1 K and didn't walk a batter. That 1 error really the difference in this one. 1-0 Eastside over Wayne Trace on Friday. So let's turn our heads to a little bit of softball and not too much throughout the week. Most of it was a wash. These scores, I'm glad you're able to get them in on Friday night. So the Paulding Panthers defeating Delphus Jefferson by 10, 14-4, 14 runs on 7 hits and 1 error for Paulding. Tia Mendez picked up the win on the rubber. 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of those earned, striking out 9 and walking 3. At the plate for the Raiders, Macy Kowser scored twice. Cadence Schwab, 4 runs, 2 singles, and RBI. Have a day, Cadence. Tia Mendez, 3 runs, a single, and a run driven in. Jocelyn Perrette, a run and an RBI. Mariah Kloppenstein, a single, a double, and 3 driven in. Brooklyn Bakel, she scored a run. She tripled and drove one home. Riley Stork singled and drove home a run. Riley Sanders drove home a run. Marley Perrette scored a run. And Jalen Kloffenstein also crossed the plate. Paulding winning by 10, 14-4. Your final there. One other one to mention, just in the GMC, is that Archbold defeated Hicksville 4-2. 4 runs, 5 hits for Archbold. For Hicksville, 2 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. So, I know it was a quick week, but that's a look at our week in Paulding County, a little bit in the GMC, at the scoreboard. Hopefully this next week, I will have 4 or 5 games from softball and baseball to be able to bring you and talk about. Now we're going to talk about some of the baseball and softball that will hopefully happen this upcoming week for Paulding County, and we'll start with Antwerp baseball. This whole past week, pretty much an entire washout, but today, the Antwerp Archers, they are scheduled to play at Liberty Center. That one, 11 a.m. start. And then this upcoming week, they have Fairview on the road and then Edgerton on the road. So the 6th, the 9th, and the 11th. And then Friday the 12th, they will be at Autoville. So string of road games for the Antwerp baseball team. Let's move over to Paulding. They're at Eden. That one also today. Then April 8th, they're at Montpelier. And then 9th, they're at Hicksville. And then Thursday the 11th, they are back home against Ayersville. For the Raiders, they are at Lincoln View. That one today at noon. And then they are at Ottawa Glandorf. That one on April 8th, Monday. Tuesday, April 9th, they're at Tenora before returning home April 11th and the 12th versus Hicksville and Kaleida. They also play the 13th at Ottawa Hills. So when things get rained out, when games get rained out, you have to jam-pack as many as you can in. And all the squads in Paulding County and in Northwest Ohio are in the exact same situation. Well, before we get out of here, of course, we need to pass along a few thank yous. Big thank you to our guest today, Steve Swinson, first-year head coach of the Antwerp Archers. They're in action a little bit later on today. Also, of course, I need to thank our sponsors because they've been with us not just this year, but every year of My Sports right here on My 102.7, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Antwerp, and Paulding, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, Williamson Crop Insurance, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, we thank you for your support, not just this year, but every year, and the fact that you allow me to bring the stories of your high school athletes to Paulding County. Well, we're about out of time today, so that will do it for me as we packed away another edition of My Sports here on My 102.7. Have a great week, Paulding County, and whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just tuning in this week, but every week to another edition of My Sports. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, hopefully a little bit more dry, and until then, you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.